This is a reflection more than it is a sermon today, but I hope that it gets you thinking about some things. I attended Francis W. Parker School in San Diego from grades 1 through 6. It was a private day school and where we had lots of all school events, pet day, field day, hobby day, a wassail party complete with Yule log and apple cider. But most importantly, Christmas. There were tableaux of scenes from the Christmas story, and as you grew older, you were given better parts in the program. My first speaking part was, "And this will be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." We use the King James Version. I was 6 years old, and I was dressed in a white surplice and felt very important. I could almost hear my mother whispering the lines along with me as I said them. Right, Mother? By the time I was in sixth grade, I'd graduated to the role of Gabriel, holding a calla lily and bringing Mary the good news that she would have a baby. I also got to hang out in the final scene showing the Holy Family in the stable with the shepherds and the Magi. These 6 years of grade school had a great impact on me as we reenacted the Christmas story every year, singing carols and hearing the Christmas gospels of Luke and Matthew. These tableau scenes are still very vivid in my memory. The gospel we heard this morning is only a small part of the life of Jesus. All the elements are there: shepherd, sheep, stars, angels, the innkeeper, Mary, Joseph, but most importantly, the baby Jesus, the incarnation of God as man, truly human and living among us. Jesus is a part of the continuing promise God made to the world at the time of creation, that we were made in his image, that we would be his people and he would be our God. Imagine that you were a shepherd out on the hills around Bethlehem that night. It was cold, but you were with your friends sitting around a warm fire. Suddenly, you heard a raucous noise over your head. The sky lit up, and you heard heavenly voices declaring God's love for you and the world. What would you think? As the King James Version says, they were sore afraid. But even though you were responsible for safeguarding of the sheep, you and your friends decide to rush to Bethlehem to find the child. The picture you're seeing is called the Christmas Tree Nebula and was just published by NASA. And find him they did, telling Mary and Joseph of the appearance of the angels and their songs. Mary, probably just a young teenager, pondered these words in her heart for the rest of her life as she watched her boy child grow from a toddler to the man hanging on the cross at Golgotha many years later. The angel's song is a declaration of God's hope for this world, peace on earth for those whom God loves. And what is expected of us? To praise God, honor all his creation, and love each other as he loves us. How are we doing on this front? From my point of view, not too well, if the horrors of Gaza and Ukraine are any example. Public Christmas celebrations have been canceled in Bethlehem, the birthplace of the Prince of Peace. Instead of lying in a manger with Mary and Joseph, standing in awe at the wonder of his birth, Jesus is lying instead in a pile of rubble in the Lutheran church in Bethlehem. As they departed, the shepherds continued to praise God for everything they had seen and heard. We need to continue to praise God for everything we have heard this morning. and ponder the words for the rest of our lives. We need to glorify God for everything that we have been given, our lives, our families, our friends, this good earth, and honor God's glorious creation and work to live the life that Jesus exemplified. This story is 2,000 years old, and somehow there still isn't peace on earth. How can we show God that peace is also our hope for the future? That six-year-old is still looking for the babe in the manger, the sign of God's love for her and all of the world. Amen.